here at the 2019 PSCU Member Forum in Austin, Texas. Look who I ran across, Mr. Rob Stewart, On Point Community Credit Union.
Yeah,
how are
Portland,
you?
Oregon. Doing good,
Portland,
sir.
Oregon. Wow, Portland, Oregon. A little ways to get here.
A little ways to be here.
And you guys actually in the Northwest have, what, a 55% credit union member market share?
No, well, we wish it was 55%.
Oh, is it getting up there?
We're pushing 24% market share in the Portland MSA.
Okay, in your area. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I stand corrected.
Yeah, that's all right. but we're striving for 55%.
Still not bad, though. Yeah. Still not bad.
Exactly.
So,
right.
And I think you guys are probably gaining members by the truckloads.
Yeah, we average about 220 new members a day.
Oh, very nice.
And PSCU is an integral part of that because they handle our credit card portfolio and things of that nature.
Right.
It's an important partnership.
Word of mouth spreads, I would think, about the cool stuff that's going on in your neck of the woods.
Absolutely.
For sure. All right, and you're also a PSCU board member.
Yes.
So as a board member, what kind of takeaway, what are your expectations for the show, and then what kind of takeaways do you want to take back?
Well, I think the opportunities that come from obviously coming and listening to all the different dynamics speakers about where are payments, where is data, where is information going, so that consumers can ultimately become members and make better, so that we can make better fully informed decisions to be able to attract and retain members for the long term.
Right.
I think our guest speakers are doing an excellent job of that. Probably the one thing that I will say is that having the CEO of First Data here, having Frank here to come up and sit down with Chuck, and he actually spent some time with the board beforehand, and talking about his own personal commitment that he has made to PSCU.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, his interactions with Chuck and their relationship is a big deal, but having knowing that in this time of disruption, in this time of change, his commitment to PSCU and ultimately to our credit unions that own PSCU and to all of our members, well, I'll tell you what, that's a massive takeaway to be able to walk away from this meeting.
Indeed. I think that's probably the story of the day,
it's an important story. Yeah.
Definitely, for sure. So what do you expect, speaking of this year, what's happened already this year, and moving on, I mean, what are your expectations for PSCU in 2019 and even next year and the year after?
Yeah, it's, PSCU, timing-wise, has made some very strategic investments with Lumen Technology, recent acquisition of a collections program platform, also a big partnership with Jack Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're liking is those investments that were made 2018, 2017 are starting to come alive.
Okay.
And to see those investments come alive and the revenue that those are creating is what's going to allow us to make those necessary investments that Chuck and team will be making as they continue to execute their strategic plan. As an example, Lumen Technology really has the opportunity to be a game changer.
That's what I hear.
It is, and it's the ability to, Jeff should be here talking about this, and maybe you'll be interviewing him.
Probably tomorrow. I think tomorrow.
It is. It's how the system is being created, so you can individualize and customize for the member experience in your own individual credit union, or even down to the member level. His knowledge and expertise is just completely over the top. That is going to be a big deal for us in 2019. But really, that as these investments that have been made, as those revenue streams come alive, and those additional optimization investments, and how the organization creates efficiency and scale, it's super exciting, and it really needed to happen. Especially when you see the disruption that's taking place inside of the payments business. So, really unique time to be a part of PSCU. I consider myself very proud to be a board member in a very lucky time. They continue to educate me so that I can add value to my members.
Right on. And I think being a board member, I mean, you saw the Lumen coming before anybody else did, obviously, but I think you guys are just kind of chomping at the bit to, like, let's release this thing, let's get it out there.
Yeah.
I can just imagine.
Yeah, and it's happening. I mean, it is, there was always that little bit of scare because it was a big investment.
Oh, yeah.
And but Jeff Chambers, he just reeks confidence. So we're very lucky to have him.
Good to know. Hey, so why is it important for credit unions to partner with CUSOs like PSCU? Because, I mean, again, the speed of technology today, I mean, speaking of Lumen, I mean, it's going so fast.
Right.
Credit unions, a lot of them don't have the resources to keep up. So I would think partnering with PSCU and other like CUSOs would be beneficial big time.
So you're exactly right. So think about it. We started talking about, you know, the CEO of First Data.
Mm-hmm.
Could an OnPoint ever have Frank come in and talk to us one-on-one? Not a chance in the world. But he is, because of the aggregation that we create through these QSOs. Mm-hmm. We are a significant customer to the First Data Fiserv collectively as a group.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that kind of attention. As an individual credit union, we have to collaborate, we have to do those types of things to be able to get scale large enough to be able to have that voice.
Mm-hmm.
in the whole payments and the whole industry that's taking place. I mean, collectively as a group, we can compete against a Chase or
sure.
a B of A or a Wells.
Mm-hmm.
As an individual institution, we have to have a PSCU to be able to do
right.
that.
Right, exactly. So. Exactly. Good point. And so how can QSOs help credit unions achieve these goals? So
well,
again, probably the collaborative effort?
Yeah, well, I mean, by creating the scale,
mm-hmm.
Chuck and team, you get to hire professionals. So when you think about Advisors Plus and that group of individuals inside of PSCU that can actually come and sit down and customize your portfolios
mm-hmm.
so that you're maximizing value to your membership,
mm-hmm.
us individually as institutions don't have that skill and
right.
ability.
Right.
That interconnection, that ability by creating scale and all of us making investments gives us access to that type of talent.
Yeah, I remember my first member forum, I think it was 2 years ago, maybe 3 years, something like that. But anyway, I never imagined how many areas PSCU touches
in
the financial services arena.
Yeah.
I mean, they're almost everywhere. So
absolutely.
It's pretty cool to see that they're pretty versatile in what they offer
absolutely.
Folks like you.
Yeah,
so.
And new products and new opportunities are always being looked at and being considered. So it's a very fun time to be in credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredibly fun time to be associated with PSCU. It couldn't be any more professional
yeah,
organization.
And again, you being on the board, you can see a lot of this stuff coming. So you must be excited, like, oh my gosh, can't wait to drive that new fancy
yeah.
car type of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Very proud to be an owner.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful opportunity.
Good stuff. Great message to end on. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
the time
you
as
bet.
Well.